Then this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Orient Chargers have a new varsity boys golf coach, and it's a local kid. We're joined today by Mercer County High School and Monmouth College graduate Anthony Ruggles, who's taking over the Chargers boys golf program. So, Anthony, congratulations. First off, I guess, how excited are you for this opportunity?
Yes, thank you so much, Ty. I'm very excited for this opportunity. Coming out of college, trying to find my way back into sports. So I thought this would be a good way to do it. So
I guess for you, what kind of interested you in the position and what got you to apply to be the boys golf coach at Orion?
I'm an avid golfer. I'm golfing all the time. I'm just trying to get used to this life without sports. So I kind of looked around to see if there were any coaching jobs, and Orion had an opening. So that's how I just kind of went out there looking for it and found one. So I really want to teach golf to younger guys, teaching the lessons that I learned going through high school golf. So,
yeah, you mentioned there, saying you're an avid golfer and playing golf in high school at Mercer County. Can you talk a little bit more and expand maybe a little bit on your background with the game of golf?
Yeah. So actually, I was going to be a football player going into high school. Mercer County is a big football school, and I actually got a concussion playing baseball, so I decided to play golf. We went to back in 2015, I think, and maybe 2017. We went to state as a team for Mercer County there, and had a lot of fun learning the game and, you know, continue to improve. And that's really what's developed my love for the game, was those high school years for Mercer County. So,
and, interviewing for a varsity coaching job is a new experience for you. So can you talk a little bit about kind of what the interview process was like for you?
Yeah. I just reached out, sent my resume in, then got a call, went in and talked to him. And I really liked the way that Orion, handles their athletics, just from, competing against them, and just, seeing all the great coaches that they've had. Obviously they're doing something right over there. So I could just tell right away, we hit it off. So it's going to be fun working with them and the Orion School District.
All right. And some coaching experience for you already. I know, a young guy just out of college, but you served as an assistant in the Mercer County baseball program in the spring. And you said this is your second year coaching the Milan Senior Legion team in the summer in baseball. So what are some of the things that those experiences have taught you that you think will help you out taking over a varsity program?
Yeah. I helped out with Mercer County this spring. That was a good way to get my feet in the water as an assistant there. You don't have as many responsibilities, but you're kind of taking in everything and knowing what to do, what not to do, and just things that you see, kind of getting that from Milan Legion as well. So now, I got to take everything I've learned and put it in that head coach responsibility, which will be challenging, but I'm ready for it. And that's just what makes me excited for it. I think I'm ready and put those head coach abilities to the test.
Now, we mentioned this back at the top, but, obviously from the area growing up in Aledo, going to Mercer County, attending college in Monmouth, do you think that'll help you transitioning into the role at Orion, kind of having that local background?
Yeah, I think so, Ty. I mean, Mercer County, small town, everybody knows everybody, kind of the same thing at Monmouth College, which is why I liked it so much there. And Orion's the same way, just being around their sports, like I said, my fiance, she coaches JV volleyball over there. So I've kind of seen how they support, just the local town supports their sporting teams. So I'm really excited to get into the community there and get to know new people and take off. So.
Yeah. So officially named the head coach a week or two ago, I think back in July, or I should say June 21st, I think you said. Have you had a chance to kind of introduce yourself to any of the kids yet? And I guess if not, any plans on how you want to try and, start that relationship?
Yeah, so actually I just met with their coach that they had last year over at Oakwood Country Club. That's our home course. And he gave me a tour of the holes and of everything. So that was really nice. Gave me a lot of their contact information. So I'll be reaching out here probably after the 4th of July, kind of give them, you know, the holiday, and then try to reach out to them and establish, you know, group text or something, and try to get a meetup going just so I can, you know, put a face to the name. So, but yeah, hopefully here coming up in the next week.
All right. And just talk a little bit about, you know, what you think being a varsity golf coach is going to look like. What are some of the things you think you'll try and accomplish, you know, at like practices and kind of just throughout the fall season for the kids?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, going through my high school career, I didn't know anything about golf my freshman year. So, you know, there's going to be newbies, which is always, you know, teaching basics, teaching them the rules. That's one of the most important parts. Just pretty much every unspoken rule too, just it's a gentleman's sport. So, you know, you want to make sure you're not stepping in people's lines and stuff. So, and then it's, you know, just for the advanced players, just getting them to improve in some way, you know, whether it's improve your score, improve, you know, ball striking ability, knowledge, just anything, improving. That's my goal this year. So,
Anthony Ruggles says it's a gentleman's sport, and there's not a bigger gentleman than Anthony Ruggles, right? And that's because he grew up playing for the Aledo Knights, right?
That's right. Yeah, shout out to Tom Sharp. You're right.
All right, Anthony Ruggles taking over as the boys' varsity golf coach at Orion High School. Anthony, thanks for talking with us, and congratulations again.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ty.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.